Well, welcome to This Week with Marla and Denny. Wow, I can't believe it. I have Marla at a bar today.
This is so exciting. First of all, I cannot wait to talk about all of this. I'm so excited, I don't even know what to do with myself.
This off-location stuff is really...
How much fun is this?
So, folks, we're in downtown Stuart, and we're at a muscle vodka place, but they also make rum, bourbon, and flavors.
I walked in, I almost like died. I saw like banana flavored vodka. I never heard of banana flavored watermelon. Like, there's so many different flavors. It's that the whole time I'm thinking, oh my god, that sounds delicious. And you're like, oh, you need some shots.
You know,
I'm driving.
Oh, okay. One
would do me in. I am a lightweight when it comes to that.
I'm going to pretend it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So
it is.
We want to introduce the beautiful, lovely, intelligent owner to the establishment, ladies and gentlemen.
She's going to
come in.
Grace. Come on in. The gorgeous Grace.
Yes. My God.
Welcome.
If you can't tell, she does work out, folks. If you can't
tell. Oh, my gosh. First of all, dare I ask, how did you come up with the name Muscle Vodka?
Where's the concept come from?
By the way, you guys, when you can come down here, you'll see there's pictures of her from fitness competitions, men, all these things.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Franco Colombo.
I mean, it's crazy. So tell us what the Muscle Vodka thing is.
Okay, so I'm going to make a long story short. What I did is, many moons ago, I had a gym and a juice bar back in Ohio.
Okay.
And I would compete in fitness competitions, and I still do. I compete in fitness competitions, and back then, all my clients would come to me, and they're like, I'm going to drink, don't tell me not to, what's the best option? And I'm like, I'm going to create the best option. So I took 4 years, and I went to a chemist, developed it, studied it, learned it. Liquor's the number two.
So just the idea, hey, look, I want to work out, but I still want to be an alcoholic. Can you help me?
I'm not an alcoholic.
That drink does not make you an alcoholic.
That was a bit of a hyperbole.
That's right.
Okay.
So just making it the best option. So if you are going to drink, here's the best option.
Wow.
So it's the cleanest form of alcohol you can possibly get. It's all organic, gluten-free, no GMO. We 32 times charcoal filtered, still from 100%.
Oh my God. 32 times?
What is the average?
One's like 10. You know, they really boast. Mm-hmm. Most of them are like 3 to 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Right.
So the average one is 3 to 5, and you guys are 32.
32.
And so that's what makes it healthier?
So we take all the minerals, the impurities out of it to make it the cleanest form possible.
Wow.
And everything is, we're handcrafted too, so we make everything in that tiny little room over there.
Oh my God.
We have another
place. We should film this place. It's amazing, this place.
This is really cool. So wait, I have so many questions. Is there a different... Okay, so I know, seriously, I'm so into this now. I was like, now I'm going to become a vodka specialist or something.
Folks, if you drink her vodka, you can get buffed, you know?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, wait a minute, now is it healthy? Is it healthy?
You can never use the word healthy in it. No,
better for you than
regular
vodka.
The cleanest form,
The cleanest form.
And is it... better option.
Is it different... What's the difference? Or maybe there isn't a difference in the caloric intake.
It's the least amount of calories you could possibly get.
The least amount of calories.
So you're saying because it's distilled so much, it has less calories
I'm not saying that. But it's the cleanest form you can possibly get.
Cleanest.
The least amount you can possibly get, yes.
Does that mean the hangovers are better? Or?
And again, I can't say there's no hangover.
Say no hangover. But
however, I can't say that. But the likelihood of you getting hangover is less than if you were to drink normal.
And the taste, I'm assuming, is much more clean. It doesn't have that kickback.
It's so smooth. It is unreal. Okay.
The Italian comes out.
From Ohio.
I love it.
Pittsburgh. Originally from Pittsburgh.
Not in the witness protection program, right?
Okay, no.
Well, this would kind of given away.
How long... That's just amazing, because it's true. When I go to the gym and I see people like her, I go, hey, if I'd like to drink, what should I do? And they typically say... vodka, is okay. Stay away from high sugary drinks, and of course, beer is the worst, for guts and stuff.
Yeah.
So
hence beer belly.
Nothing wrong with the beer belly. Is that what you're trying to say? The most fit woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, she is
saying there's nothing wrong with the beer belly.
When's the last time you actually competed?
About probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, see, yeah. She's still,
yeah,
you know, doing the.
But yeah, I always like to stay. Yeah. I always like to stay around 6 weeks out of competition shape. So if I need to get like a, do a photo shoot or something like that, I'll be ready, and I know how to get myself right there.
Good for you.
Isn't the hardest part the diet?
Yeah, not for me so much. But most people, they say it is, because what you look like is 80%.
Yeah.
So. Right. Smaller portions more frequently, no big meals, no pizza and chicken wings.
The mail's here.
The mail's here. Sorry. We'll take that bill, please.
Yeah,
yes.
Come on in. Thank you. Come on in. I always like to remind people when we're on location that this is an open business. People are going to come in. There have already been customers walking in. We just had the mailman walk in. So if and when this happens, you know we are actually here. We're on location. Grace may have to get up and welcome some guests, you know, that walk in the
this
door.
This is
so
just an amazing store. I mean, are you thinking about going national on this?
Oh, yeah. So my box is in 37 states and 14 countries.
Oh, my gosh.
So the long of the short is,
look at
the
this.
Short of the long of it is, like, so I have a big production facility in Tampa area. And that's where I do like all my mass production. So here, I opened this 3 years ago for my own distillery, and I do this. Plus, everything you see here, I have 35 flavored vodkas, I have rum, bourbon, whiskey, moonshine, 110 proof moonshine.
Moonshine.
This is all limited edition from this location.
Is moonshine still illegal in some states?
No. Well, here's the thing: it is illegal.
Not Florida.
153 proof. Yes.
That's amazing. That,
okay.
It's not illegal.
So listen, I think I'm going to buy that shirt there that says, I lift so I look good naked, I drink muscle vodka so you look good naked.
I love that.
That's pretty good.
That
I mean,
is so cute.
So,
that is really cute.
I love the whole thing. And of course, I'm going to have to do a taste test.
Of course.
Because it's 5 o'clock.
I'd be offended
somewhere.
If you didn't.
Absolutely. Marla cannot because
I'm driving. I'm driving. I'm not gonna.
You know,
I'm gonna be here all night.
I've never seen you have a drink.
I have to. I will tell you that, like, my
this
friends
is
could
a
argue.
Challenge, right? This is a challenge.
My friends would argue otherwise, and they'd be like, "Have you seen crazy Marla come out?"
No, but you know the thing is, Marla doesn't need alcohol, folks.
No,
she doesn't need caffeine.
You are amazing, bubbly.
Doesn't
guy.
Need
oh,
alcohol.
Thank you.
And John's got his hands full, and he he loves having his hands full. It's been 4 months. I'm keeping the tally.
We have a lot to tell you about John. We're going to get to John.
How about you, Grace? I mean, you probably, you know, get marriage proposals every 3 minutes when you step outside. Are you happily married?
I'm very happily married, yes.
That's
gorgeous.
About the size of a Volkswagen, folks, on her ring there. That's great. Does he lift as well?
Yeah.
Awesome. So
a picture of him right there. That's when he was 19 years old.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that's very cool.
So cute.
Very cool.
Do you have
kids?
I have two.
Okay, that keeps
very
you
nice.
Busy. So you do this and you travel to promote the business?
Yeah, we're pretty much everywhere. Yeah, that's we go all over. Everywhere.
When did this start? When did Muscle Vodka start?
2017, I launched it. Actually, it was for Olympia.
It's kind of new.
2017, it's about 7 years.
7 years.
You have a website, obviously, right?
Yep, www.musclevodka.net.
Oh, musclevodka.net. All right, make sure that you know that. And you're on Instagram.
Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn,
okay.
YouTube, Twitter.
So you're in different states. Who sells it?
We're online in 37 states, 14 countries, but I'm also in quite a few states as well.
Yeah.
So local liquor stores, you know, everything
like
that.
Is this the only one like this like standalone sort of distillery / shop, or do you have something like this in other states?
Yes, my other facilities are just production.
Okay.
So they're just production, so you can't go in, you can't go in, but
right.
You know, it's not open.
I love the way you decorated this, all the great pictures, the different bottles.
And this is great, because it's kind of like set up like a bar. Do people come in here and ask
exactly.
me, like, a cocktail? Like, what?
Well, that's another question, yes.
Everything's to go.
Okay, so you take it to go.
If they wanted to sit here and just have a couple, no can do.
Is that not allowed?
Nope.
Not allowed.
But just because, like, I mean, can you imagine this? Like, I have...
Yeah, you'd be crazy,
right.
Yeah.
You'd get, like, the crazies that are in here all day long.
Right.
They open with me and Marla, they close with me.
What do you think? The drunks could either go to Duffy's and look at dudes or come here and look at
her. I mean,
they'd
want to look at her all day. I mean, all day long, she's going to win, for sure, hands
yes.
down. Yes. Yeah.
Now, officially, I'm not just being polite. I am flirting a little bit, because...
we have the debate about this all the time.
Yeah, because
when there's a pretty girl on the show.
And I'm
you
nice.
You wonder, Is Denny just being nice, or is he
being nice, or is he flirting?
But I can always flirt.
See, I can flirt because
Denny's a flirt. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And now you're safe because he knows you're married, so he's like, I can use all my best moves on you.
No, I'm not going to use any.
She's safe.
No. I deal with rejection every day in business, so I don't need to add to it by hitting on women who unwelcome it. So
yeah.
I just be polite and nice, and you know, if they're interested, they'll let me know.
Yes.
That's
yes.
usually how it
works. Yes, they would let you know.
It's true.
So so that's great. The other thought process was maybe bars would.
Oh yeah, we're in all the liquor stores, bars, restaurants.
So the local bars here, are you?
Yep.
I've never seen it, but I'm going to ask for it now.
Now you have to ask for it.
Muscle vodka.
So is this, I would assume, this is considered more like a premium vodka?
Yeah, it's a premium
it's
vodka.
It's premium, okay.
Very so good. How much, yes, that's a good question. How much do you sell them for?
These are 30 or 30. We have a big promo going on right now, 4 for 99, you save $20.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that might be dangerous.
That's
and you
good.
Can mix and match flavors.
So, talk to me about the flavored vodka.
Yeah, how many flavored vodkas do you have?
As of now, I have 35, and I have quite a few more coming out. So, if you want a flavor, like, be like, Grace, can you make me this? I am like a mad scientist, I swear. I can make
oh
you
my God,
flavor.
I love it.
You come to me and say, Grace, make me drop, of course, in time. And I make you drop, I can make you anything.
What's the most, in your mind, in your opinion, what is the most popular fake flavor that is, like, selling the hot
flavor,
one?
Besides the
yeah,
flame,
besides
flavor
straight.
Is on the chocolate peppermint.
That's the most
chocolate
popular.
Peppermint
so,
vodka.
Especially at Christmas time, I can't keep it on the shelves. Like, it is real.
Do you know what's really funny? I asked somebody the other day, like, and I kind of like did a, it was like my own little family feud sort of, you know, testimonial thing. I was like asking a bunch of people, what's your favorite flavor ice cream? Hands down, do you know what everybody was telling me? And I was shocked.
Vanilla.
Mint chocolate chip.
Oh, really? Mint chocolate
so
chip.
So it does not surprise me that your number one vodka seller would be the chocolate peppermint. Because people love mint
do
chocolate.
Do you have a, I think when I was here last time, they said you were working on a pickle flavor or something.
Oh, ho, ho.
That's a new...
Pickle flavor.
Oh, it's moonshine.
Moonshine. It's 110 proof moonshine. Oh my. So good.
110
proof?
Yes.
What's the vodka?
80 proof.
Oh,
80
my
proof.
God. And is vodka normally 80 proof or all vodka
yeah,
across the
world? Yeah, most alcohol is somewhere around there. But okay. Unless... Certain bourbons are like 100
Hi.
Proof, like the Napa.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm here for a smoothie.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in the right place.
I saw a vodka flavored.
Perfect. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You could get a vodka flavored smoothie.
Grace is going to make a smoothie here. This is also a passion juice bar. So there's smoothies going on as well.
Oh, okay. So
you know, that's a question I want to ask her. What? I wonder if anyone comes in and is like, I'd like a smoothie. Can you pour a little shot in there? Like, I wonder if that's a thing.
I've heard that. We sell a little.
Oh, my God, they do. Because it's sort of like wheatgrass or vodka, whichever.
You know, Grace, maybe you should just close it and have an after-hours private club here. And,
this could be a total speakeasy.
This could be a speakeasy
right. Next door.
I don't know. It's just an idea. Well, folks.
Listen, while we don't have Grace with us right now,
yes.
We should talk about what's gone on this week.
What has gone on this week?
I have to tell you, last night, right? I won't even go into this past week. It's really the past 2 weeks because last week we didn't talk about our weeks.
Yes.
But that's fine. It's passé. Last night, so very recent, John and I, we all know about John.
Yes, John. Yes.
John and I went to Montaflam Bar for musical bingo. Now, have you ever...
Musical what?
Musical bingo. I feel like I said musical bingo in a music
the
hell is
musical bingo?
So, it's awesome. So, you know, like, normally bingo, they roll the balls, and you pick up the ball, and it would say, like, B7 or
O69.
This is song. So you have a card full of song names, and they play music, and then you do a little dauber thing when you hear the song.
But what, do you guess the song, or?
Well, I mean, you hear what the song is,
yeah.
and then on the board it'll eventually tell you what it is, so you don't it's like if you don't know the song and you have it on your card, you're going to know what's on your card, because eventually it says it on the card. So it's just like a number, right?
Okay.
So instead of B7, it would be, you know, Papa Don't Preach. So you got the thing, and it's this great bingo game.
You'd say that even if Metallica was playing in the
background? Yes, it was 80s night last night.
All right. Okay.
It was awesome. Anyway, I've never won. I go all the time on Wednesday nights. It's on Wednesday nights at Marja Clam Bar in Stewart in Port Salerno. Marja Clam Bar. It used to be the old Manatee Island.
Okay.
In the area where like Twisted Tuna used to be, now it's Two Georges.
Yes. Okay.
Over there. Anyway, Wednesday
night. Where they hide the bodies after they get, you know, out by the docks.
Speculation. It's not fact. Anyway, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. is musical bingo. And so we go to musical bingo. I loved it. I brought John for the first time. I won the first game, which I've never won before.
So you won right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate, I won the first game. Would you know, every single game after, John won. Every game! We won every prize. Everyone hated our table.
Yeah.
And they really loved us.
That's a good way to get shot,
We were screaming, and I mean, I was excited. I'm flipping out of the chairs.
Wait a minute. How do you win every game?
Every game.
Okay.
So, the first game was...
Did you win any money?
Yeah, gift cards to the restaurant.
Really?
Yes, we won all of them.
How much did you win?
The first game was $5.
Okay.
And a free car wash. I also won a free car wash thing. The second game, that's okay. There's a smoothie game behind us right now.
Yeah, sure. It's smoothie all right.
I will wait and tell you because it's very exciting on the other side of the corner. The prize number one. $5.
I think I'm going to have to fade this section out.
Okay.
We're going to have to fade.
So prize one, I win $5.
But my first question is, what can you buy in a restaurant for $5?
A drink, a something.
Really?
I mean, whatever.
What?
It goes towards your bill.
Tea? Oh, okay.
It just goes towards your bill, right? So, hello. All these customers walking in now. So anyway, I win the first prize, $5 towards the bill, right? $5 gift card.
Okay.
Second game, John wins, $10 towards the bill.
Now we're cooking with grease. That's right.
Third game, John wins a free drink. Fourth game, John wins the big thing of the night, $20 gift card. And then he even won again. And it was for a no prize game. He even won again. So it was like on the, and we just had such a good time.
So they wanted to slice your tires, get you the hell out
of there. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, guys. But we had such a good time. It was really fun. I'm so proud of John.
Okay.
We had such a good time,
Does John drink?
John does not drink anymore.
Really? Anymore? Or any less?
No, I mean, John, the last drink he had was a little bit ago because I was like, I don't want to drink it. I'm not drinking right now. He's like, okay, I'm going to. He's like, I love it that you don't drink. Now I'm not going to drink. And again, we're not sober. I got to make sure that I let everyone know, we're not sober.
Yeah, I'm not either. I give it up for a while. I think I gave it up for almost a month.
But we're going on a cruise, but we've also decided we're not going to drink on the cruise.
It goes, how could you eat steak if your partner is a vegetarian, right? So if one of them doesn't drink, it's kind of tough to drink.
He feels so much better not drinking.
Of course he does.
But I will tell you, when I do drink, I drink vodka. And with that, let's bring Grace back in.
Let's bring back the muscle vodka girl here.
The muscle vodka girl. Because vodka is really the only alcohol that I really drink.
That's it?
Yeah. I can't deal with whiskey. It's too hard for me. I can't, but I really have always been a vodka girl.
No rum?
It's okay, but I really just, vodka just to me goes down the easiest.
So I'm curious, what affects you more, caffeine or alcohol?
Oh, I don't drink caffeine either. I won't sleep with caffeine. Like if I were to drink a cup of tea right now or a coffee.
You won't sleep
tonight? No, I won't sleep tonight. No.
Wow.
So no soda.
I don't think anyone is sorry that they don't drink alcohol. I haven't met anyone who says, what's the matter? I don't drink alcohol, man. It's not usually how it works. So that's good.
Yeah.
How about you? How much do you, it's hard because...
No, nothing's hard. I mean, everything in moderation, that's life.
Right.
You want to do things in moderation. If you don't like it, don't do it. If you like it, then do it,
That's
it's
true.
It's just moderation. It's all about life. Everything.
It's just, I look at this place and I go, man, it might be hard for me to work here or at a bakery, right? With all the sweet stuff going by.
I think that about restaurants. Children.
Yes.
I like literally fantasize late at night looking in their window thinking I'm going to break in and take a bite of everything.
You know, in like 10 minutes you can consume like 1,000 calories and not feel guilty.
I mean, you might feel a little guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So moderation, right?
Everything moderation.
You have to sample this stuff while you make it.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Wait, and what's your favorite? So I asked you kind of what you thought the most popular flavor was for, you know, popularity. But what about for you? What's your favorite flavor?
I like my plain mozza vodka, but okay. I also like my favorite flavored one is marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Wow, that sounds good.
Does that taste like marshmallows?
Yeah. And the marshmallow
flavor. Well, because like sometimes like people will say, oh, it's like, oh, it's cotton candy flavor. And then you taste it and it's like, oh, it just tastes like sugar. Or like, oh, it's whipped cream, but it tastes like, you know, like this really
so
tastes like marshmallows.
So of the 35 flavors, which one is like crazy? You're like, man, this will never take off. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they like it. What's the craziest flavor you make?
Craziest thing I make, well, ghost pepper, of course, but everyone loves
ghost pepper, right?
Wow.
That's like a big one, and even my moonshine, like, I can't keep it on the shelves either. Like, the hot cherry, we're out of it right now. It's like so
people just want to get
spicy
fired.
Now.
Yes.
It's really,
they want it to burn
Marys.
All the way through.
No, it's good for Bloody Marys and everything, yeah.
Okay, right. You don't need to Tabasco or hot sauce. It's already in there.
I do like a Bloody Mary. I do like a Bloody Mary, I'm not going to lie. Although, I haven't had one since I got really sick day drinking in Vegas 1 year. Yeah.
How much did you day drink in Vegas? Oh boy, that's
this
another
is a,
podcast
this is a story.
Right there.
Yeah, that's
another story for another.
That's another story for another time. That was a.
So we're in downtown Stuart on Osceola, and what are your hours here?
Here we're here 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, and then Saturday and Friday we're here until 10 p.m.
Oh,
you're
here until 10 p.m.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. And what's is that like? Are nighttime's busy for you guys?
Yeah, on Friday and Saturdays, yeah.
I would assume, yeah. I would assume, yeah. Everyone wants to continue the party. Get it to go and let's go.
Maybe you should have a speak. You know, she'd have to have a license. Unless it was a private club.
Right. No, this place is awesome. You should do, like, private parties here. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, that's
cool.
What she wants. She wants more hours.
Oh, I'll be volunteering you.
I'm not here every hour of the day.
Yeah, you're traveling, promoting. You think you'll ever compete again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow! And like, where are the fitness competitions? Are
they're
they
everywhere? In NPC, the National Physique Committee is amazing. It's like they're awesome. That's all the shows that you see all over the TV, all over the walls. Like, there's like the Tampa Pro. I have the Natural Ohio.
Ooh.
We have a lot of the different shows NPC.
So it's so amazing. This came up at a gym where people were asking you, "Hey, you're in great shape, and I want a drink. So can you help me out?" And you're like, Let me combine those two, and then this was born, and it's been taking off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank God.
What did you do before this? I mean,
I was a trainer my whole life.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
But also, in being a trainer, too, I also imported Italian wines, and I distributed them through the United States.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I did that for, like, 15 years in the midst of, like, being a trainer as well.
Do you still do training or no?
I do online training. But
oh, you do?
Just, I mean, like, I take very, very few.
Got it.
So it's just all like.
So it's mostly that this is like your baby and this is like your business and you put all your time and energy into
this. Yes, this is my baby.
Good, good, good. And when do those new flavors launch? Are you allowed to tell us what those new flavors are? Or is that like.
Oh, no, yeah,
secret?
I can tell you. But
yeah, what is
I mean, like, new? I have the 35 flavors that I have. I have actually bacon and smoke.
Bacon flavored vodka.
That's going to be good for Bloody Mary, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
You're on this Bloody Mary kick.
Well,
now
I can't get it out of my head.
I was
coming up with things, because for vodka, like when I have a vodka drink, I mostly just do soda water. I'm not really into like mixers. But when I looked at your flavored vodka, it started making me think, like when I saw the banana, I started thinking like, oh God, you could kind of mix it with like a chocolate liqueur too, and then you got like a funky monkey type thing going on.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The chocolate peppermint one that we were talking about, that's amazing, and espresso martinis, chocolate martini.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I have a creme brulee, and my marshmallow are both good in that. I have a s'mores with the marshmallow.
Right, like these must make amazing martinis.
Yeah, it really does.
Do they have your vodka here at, what's the place on the corner here?
Duffy's?
Duffy's, yes.
No.
What about Cafe Martier or Grand Martier?
Like,
well, we have a lot of places around here.
You do, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Just ask for Muscle Vodka.
You have to ask,
muscle vodka.
Ask for it by name, right? Because it's a premium. It wouldn't be the house pour.
That's reasonable. $30 for 32-time handcrafted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very reasonable.
Yeah.
And you get, they have a special, 4 for $99. So now it's like even better. $25.
$25.
And maybe she'll throw in a free training lesson too.
No, she won't. Don't advertise that.
Yeah, he'll be lining
up. Yeah, you know
right.
what I will, and he'll train you.
Right.
I will train you. Yes.
I'll teach you how to make cookies.
I imagine that you do have to select who you take training because it's a passion, right? You don't just want anyone to waste your time, right?
No, well, it's not cheap either. So, like, I vary, like, I interview them to train with me.
Got it.
But
right.
It's all online.
That's amazing.
I very rarely, so I don't even advertise because I don't do that. Like, people
sure.
tell me about it.
Wow. That's amazing, Grace.
Thank you.
I love it. I think you said this a little earlier, but when was the last time you competed?
About two years ago.
So, and the Muscle Vodka was already in play.
Yep, 2017.
Yep, so was Muscle Vodka sort of your, what is it, like, were you branded by Muscle Vodka? Like, did you have, like, do they do that in the fitness competitions? Like, are you sponsored by, do you
yeah.
have sponsors?
I mean, did I sponsor myself? I guess, I mean, I'm wearing all my
were
stuff.
You, yeah, were you, that's what I was going to say,
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we do have an ambassador program. I have 350 ambassadors throughout the United States and actually in other countries too.
Wow.
And they post about it, and they wear our shirts and all that fun stuff.
That's
amazing. Man, we could be looking at a future, like, you know, think about how many people, like Sammy Hagar, got like 50 million to sell his vodka to Cabo Wabo.
Right.
And I think P. Diddy had his own vodka too, or still does.
Well, I don't know what's going on with P. Diddy lately.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used the P word. Remember, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty, okay?
We don't know what's going
but
on.
What I'm saying is there's been a lot of athletes, musicians,
yeah.
that they get into this space, and they cash out by selling it to some bigger company that says, hey, I like that, so we're just going to buy you out. And do they do that because they want to kill the competition? Or?
No, well, here's the thing. So, by the way, I private label for people. So the people you're talking about, I'm the one that makes that vodka for them.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Ah.
Well, there you go.
I'm not saying names on who, but
yeah.
right,
if
right,
so,
right.
if you came to me and you're like, Grace, I want you to make me my own vodka with my
yes.
label on it.
Yes.
You know, Kenny Marvel's vodka. Like, with your label, your everything, your logo, I can get that for you. I can make it for you and have it produced, and I'm the one that makes it. And
okay.
Because I have the license to do that.
I'm thinking, okay, I think I'm going to come up with my own bourbon or something.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, bourbon, tequila, whiskey, everything.
And
you make
what
tequila
is your,
as well. And
tequila has to be imported from Mexico in order
okay.
to be called tequila. So I import it and then I finish it off here.
And what is the minimum that you
our minimum
need
is
to order?
A pallet, which is 55 cases.
So you ready to order 55 cases, Denny, of bourbon, just so you can say, hey, it's Denny's bourbon. Denny Bourbon Street Bourbon.
Gee, let me think about it. Not at this time.
Yeah,
not
55
until,
cases.
Not until
but all
I
you
have
there, you have the money and you want your own.
I'm talking
name.
About celebrities.
Yes, celebrities. Right.
Are
you trying
to say
the ones that are like, I'm gonna, and that's like a very.
I'm not famous unless you look at the post office.
Infamous.
Yes. Yeah, I used to be years ago. Another
that's right. Iron Butterfly. We got our own Iron Butterfly star here. Yeah.
I'm so famous that I can actually get a cup of coffee at Starbucks for $5.
Mm.
I just tell them what I used to do, and I go, "That'll be $5." That's how famous I am.
Well, believe it or not, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Oh, you don't drink caffeine?
There's another one here.
I'm not saying I don't drink caffeine. I like tea.
Oh,
but I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
You never tried
it?
You're
Italian. No espresso? No cappuccino?
I had a sip when I was a little girl. You know, I didn't like it, and I never tried it.
You don't like the flavor? Or?
I love the smell of it.
I like the smell of it,
I just don't like the bitterness of it.
So what about coffee ice cream?
Nope.
What about
like
an espresso
yeah.
martini? Wow.
I'll drink a chocolate martini, but not, of course, a sugar-free chocolate. But
is everything sugar-free for you?
And
you try to make it
everything I eat is very clean. Like, I haven't had
okay.
sugar.
Let's talk about what's considered clean. No sugar, right?
Well,
lower in fat?
No.
What?
Pick it up. So, sugar meaning, like, I haven't had sugar besides wine and fruit
okay.
in 17
okay.
years. So,
wait
yeah.
a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hold
are you,
on.
Are you listening to this, folks?
Wait
so,
a second. Wait.
17
years. Let me wrap my head around this.
You've had no
chocolate,
sugar.
No birthday cake.
No cake. No cookies. No candy. Nothing.
So, no coffee. No cookies. No sugar. No cake.
I'm dying.
How long have you been married?
8 years.
Wait a minute.
Is he like that, too? Is he really
sugar? No, wedding cake. Do you guys have a wedding cake?
That's a good question.
Did you taste it?
Did you taste it?
I did taste it.
Okay, so.
All right, thank God. But still, like.
Wow, you just fact checked her.
No, well, it's funny. Well,
the fact checking is we did. We had, we got married on in Venice Beach, in Muscle Beach. And,
I know it, yes.
Of course you did.
Yeah, that's where we got married on. And then we had, like, we had my two kids, my two stepkids were there with us.
Yeah.
And so they came and made honor and best man, and that was it. It was just us four, got married on the beach. And then we got a little tiny little. Each little cake thing.
Okay. So,
wow.
I still can't wrap my head around this, though. Like,
well,
I don't
you know
I
what? I've heard that. I've heard
you don't
that.
Miss
that
it while you went
sugar's
here.
Not good.
Oh, you know, no. It's terrible for you. It's not
I guess everything in moderation, right? Then everything turns into sugar.
I eat it.
Here's a funny story. So, one Thanksgiving, I'm going to say this is like maybe 8 years ago, I said, I'm going to have anything I want for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to have sweet potato casserole. I'm going to have like
all the good stuff.
All the good stuff. I literally, this is not a joke, for 1 week I was moaning in pain. Because
well, your body wasn't used to it.
My eyes were slits. I was so swollen. I looked like Fred Flintstone. My fingers were like sausages.
Just from the sodium.
The sodium, the sugar.
I believe it. That's what happens. Your body gets used to it.
And I said, never again. I'll never, ever, ever have.
Do you miss? Do you miss the taste? Like, can you close your eyes and think, okay, yeah, that's a brownie? Are you still?
Yeah. I make it. I bake like you would not believe. Like for Christmas, I make 107 cookies. For Christmas,
sugar.
I make nothing fazes me.
You don't even like. You know what my favorite thing about baking is
the tasting.
The
yes,
look at
right.
You know, like
exactly.
Look at my paws.
See,
it's all
hey,
over
do
me.
I need a little more salt in this? Garlic, whatever. Yeah,
oh
I could. So.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous of your. What is that? What is
discipline?
Discipline. Yes.
There
obviously,
two,
I don't
there
know
are
the
two
word.
Two pains in life, folks: the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. So. That's just amazing.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
I don't know. I guess you have to have a good enough reason.
Oh, here's the reason. I always tell people, I'm like, you got to want it more than you don't want it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you want that piece of cake more than you want this, you know, to have a good body. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So which is more important to you? And you will make that decision based on what's more important to you.
Man, you're making me feel guilty now.
I'm a trainer and I'm interested, so I always
do this. But it's true. The diet is very important. There's people that go to the gym and go, I can eat what I want because I lift. No.
Yeah.
You've been coming here for 3 years. You're still a fat bastard.
Yeah.
Change what you're doing. And I asked, you have to eat less.
Yeah.
Right now I'm kind of trying to do more plant-based stuff to
mm-hmm.
try and clean my system out. And when I do that and I go back and have like a burger or a steak for the first time,
yeah.
It's like, you feel it.
Yeah.
It's true. When your body, it cleanses itself of certain toxins.
Right.
And then, hey, I deserve it. Let me have it. Like when you don't drink
you get
for...
used to it.
When I go without drinking for like a month, because
yes.
I do that in spats, and then I have that first drink, it's like I just had five.
Right.
And I'm like, holy crap, I can't believe I was able to drink three or four of these
yeah.
in an hour or two and feel nothing.
Believe it or not, people with more muscle can drink more than people without. So if you weigh the same as another guy,
yeah.
the same height, same everything, but you had more muscle than he did,
yeah.
you can drink more. You can tolerate, your body can tolerate more.
See that?
So
your muscle
zero muscle mass, ladies and gentlemen. Zero muscle
so
mass.
So if you have somebody that's like a skinny girl that's just like, we call it skinny fat, doesn't work out, doesn't
yeah.
do anything,
yeah.
different from someone that like has muscles and like fit and tone, that the girl that's in tone can drink a lot more than the girl that
right, and you know that old joke that, you know, you don't lift weights and you look good in clothing, but
that's
you
like
lift weights
sure.
so you look good without clothing.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's true, you could be technically slimmer and small, but your body's just jello,
yeah.
not
yeah.
toned and fit.
Right.
It takes work.
You lift weights, you look good naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have
that's
a bag
right.
that says that, like, what I made with my fitness.
That is so funny, but so true.
Diet is
but now
everything.
I'm feeling very, very uncomfortable.
Why?
All right,
so this is twice, because I think 2 weeks ago I said to Marla, I said, Marla, you know, we were at a gay beach last week. And she went, what? Wait, where?
We were not at a gay
beach.
Lisa's
gay beach.
We were at Lisa Gay Beach, not
Lisa
Gay,
gay
beach. You're adding an apostrophe S.
Yes, all right. You can't take anything I say seriously, folks. I'm not running for office. This show is about having fun, having good guests. Like, you are an entrepreneur. That's great. I'm an entrepreneur. We bust our butts.
Mm-hmm.
No one pays us a salary. No one cares if we don't wake up and do what we're supposed to do.
Nope.
I think everybody should do that for at least a summer to know what it's like to be in charge of everything. Because let's face it, you're sweating equities in this place here. And no one does care if you don't get up and come here and make it happen.
Yep. So it's a passion. It's all about the passion, too.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard to find the right help or
employees. That's everywhere in the United States right now. Like, it's
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very hard.
You know why? Because a lot of people think the opposite. They go, well, I don't want to do more unless I get paid more. And the way it works is you do more. And then you,
You get paid. Yeah. I, like, freak out when I hear, like, what these people are making now to... Like,
oh, I know.
I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
It almost makes me want to go get a job at, like, McDonald's. Or, like, Starbucks. I'm like, I can make how much doing what? Like, yeah. What?
Wait, $15 an hour to stare at the screen?
I think it's more than that now. I'm pretty sure it's, like, is that, like, 20 or something?
No, it was, like, 19, I think, at Arby's.
Bernie Sanders wants to make it, like, $50 an hour, probably.
What? And I think when you're in those types of corporations, don't you also get, like, medical, maybe? And, like, and some, depending on the place, you get benefits. And I'm thinking to myself,
it's been so long since, I don't even know what is minimum wage?
I
thought it was.
It keeps going up.
I pay a lot more than minimum wage.
Exactly.
My girls make commission, plus they make tips, plus they make.
That's amazing.
Are you looking to hire someone? Not me. I'm saying.
I'm always looking because I have different positions. So I have, like, sales reps. I have investors. I have promo girls / guys. And then I also have people that work my distillery. I have people behind the scenes doing production.
What do the promo girls do? Do they, like, pass out?
I bet none of them are obese.
Hi,
I'm from Muscle Vodka. You got any jelly donuts back there before we get going?
You have to be hot.
That's part of the thing.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, you go and set up shop at a restaurant or bar, and we do, you know, do shots and bring around shots.
That is so fun.
So we have.
If anyone calls in sick, I want that job. Like, how fun is that?
Marley, you're walking up, great here.
Right, like, walking up to be like, do you want to try some Muscle Vodka?
Do that on the camera.
Do you want to try some Muscle Vodka?
Oh my God. You see why I love doing this every week with this gal? I mean, I used to think I was interesting until she came into the world here.
She made me more interesting.
You could sell.
Thank you.
You could sell that to do it again. Sell it.
Would you like to try some Muscle Vodka?
Wait, let's hear you do it. That's in that tone, in that exact same voice. Come on.
No, I'd probably be like, oh no, you don't understand. You need this Muscle Vodka. Joey, get
you
the door.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm going to give you an offer you can't refuse.
You don't understand. You're going to drink this.
A vodka you can't refuse.
That's right.
You know, after a few, let me sample it. I mean, geez, this will be on camera, folks. I want to try the bourbon.
I guess
if I'm going to take one poison, that's what alcohol is, folks, poison.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But this is why I need to be the spokesperson. Not Demi. No, poison. It is not poison. It is a good time.
You're going to hell if you drink that sinful water and let it through your mouth.
That is not true. Rude.
God loves you. He loves all sinners. But you're going to hell if you don't do what I say. Of course it's not poison. She said it in moderation.
Absolutely. Everything is in moderation. Listen, I am somebody who, unlike Grace, who is the most disciplined. I couldn't even know the word discipline,
she
obviously.
Is, yes.
She's so disciplined. Like, for me, I'm like, oh, so you mean I can only have, like, 5 scoops of the ice cream? Not 7. Like,
I am more disciplined than people realize. It's lonely because not everyone likes to work hard. Listen,
I work out every morning. That I do, but I don't.
Nothing.
Need to diet.
Everything worthwhile in life is a grind.
Yeah,
it just doesn't fall on your lap.
You're right.
And that's where discipline comes in.
You're right. Oh, and we have the pourer behind us.
So this is a straight.
What is this? Is this a bourbon?
Straight 80-proof bourbon.
80-proof
non-flavored bourbon.
Smoothest bourbon
I've
ever had.
Let me smell it.
Am I going to turn into a politician after I drink this?
Everything I had was on the rocks. I never mix mine with anything. I'm not saying never.
On the rocks.
I drink everything on the rocks.
Okay.
That's good to know. On the rocks.
Well, here you go, folks.
Wow, he didn't even do the face. You know, like that face when you drink alcohol?
Oh, that's really smooth.
You didn't even do the face.
Oh, my God.
It must be smooth. You did not do the face.
It's a cross between a Basil Hayden and, that's very smooth.
It smells nice.
That's scary.
Let me tell you something. Whenever I see people drink bourbon, whiskeys, things like that, they get that face like that.
Oh,
you didn't have the face, which means that's some good
which
stuff.
Which either means I'm an alcoholic
or
this is really smooth stuff.
Really smooth.
It's really smooth.
Really smooth.
Wow, that is really sweet. Okay.
That's amazing.
I'll take a bottle to go when we're done here, because I want to...
Look at this. You just made a sale. That's
just
perfect.
Just made a sale.
Look at that.
I'm not going to do the 4 for $100.
Just the one.
Well, for
just
you, it's 3 for $100.
Wait a minute.
She is such a closer. Oh, my God.
It doesn't take much, I don't think, for Grace. She's just has a smile. She's very pretty. You kind of want to buy something from her. Like, you know, she's pretty. She smiles. She laughs.
Remember that Seinfeld episode where he had that hot girlfriend and she would, like, he was getting a ticket and she talked the cop out
right.
of it? Whatever happened, he was like, hold on a second. I want you. That's
right.
her, right?
Right.
She just shows
totally.
Up. Get you out of jail.
She's the get you out of jail free card. You know what? I have to say, I don't think that we have discussed this at all, but you may hear some, for the people that are not watching it on YouTube this week with Marla and Danny, but are listening on Spotify or on Amazon or Apple or any of the other podcast platforms, you may hear some of this noise.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's the chair. We're on some squeaky chairs. So we just want to say, we're not passing gas left and right.
Oh, do you think it sounds like gas?
I don't know what it sounds like. Right. Grace thought I was passing gas way too frequently, and she got up. So I apologize.
No,
I was
she did not get up because of that.
Yeah. No, it's squeaky chair.
She got up to pour me a drink.
She did. Okay. I'm just playing. I did not pass any gas. I would like both of you to know there has been no gas pass. Yes.
Thank you for that distinction. Yes. So what else did you do this 2 weeks? Oh, so many stories.
Wait a minute. There are a lot of stories. Okay, so first of all, let me just... Don't get excited, but look.
Oh, shut the front door.
No, but it's not what you think, okay? It's not what you think.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so
you
for
just
those
went that... from musical bingo to this.
Okay, so for those, again, that are listening on... the podcast platforms and not watching on the YouTube channel, I just flashed my ring finger, which is sporting a new diamond, but it is not an engagement ring. I know that it looks like an engagement ring, and it is an engagement
ring. It looks like
a
duck.
Yes.
Acts like a duck.
Yes. I mean, it is very duck-like. However,
oh my God.
And especially, and it even has like.
I told you and John that I was going to dance at your wedding.
I know, but wait.
Is this not proof?
He was so sick of people thinking I was single, and he was like, I am so sick of you running around town like a single person. I don't want you on that cruise looking like you're single.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm giving you this ring. I want you to wear this. I want you to wear this. He's like, I love you. I want you to wear this. And I'm like, wait, and I'm having a heart attack at this moment. He's like, I go, this is not, we're not getting engaged yet. And he's like, no, I am not asking. No, this is not. He goes, I do want to marry you. This is not an engagement ring. Because he knows what I want. And
wait, slow down. You can't just throw all that shit without... First of all, when did he do this?
This is a couple nights ago.
All right, I'm asking the question.
It was after the weekend.
And he says, doesn't mean we're married, even though I want to marry you. Those words came out of his mouth.
Eventually. But this is not an engagement
ring. What do you think, Grace?
This is a back off. She's not single ring.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. Because guys woke up and go, well, are you happily married? You know, it's like...
Right. But it's funny because last night...
You want
to
pick people up, wear a wedding ring.
Last night, somebody at the bar said to me, is that your husband over there? Like, you know, and I said, mm-hmm. I was like,
Where's his ring?
He has a tattoo ring because he's divorced, and he has a tattoo ring.
Is that
so
like a lease with an option to buy? And you go, yeah, it's my husband.
This is not an engagement ring. He already knows. Should we get engaged?
This looks like an engagement ring to me.
Pretty darn close.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah, I know.
Santo Tonata.
However, he's like, no. The engagement ring will be much, much bigger and better. And so, if and when there is an engagement, who knows? Listen, there may not be. Who knows if he's going to propose ever?
Grace,
and they grow old and gray with just
shocker.
My, I don't know, what is it, promise?
I'm not expecting him to come in right now.
No, this is a...
Now, John's not going to get crazy. Like, you looking at my wife?
No. We've tried to stop that behavior.
He's a good guy.
John is awesome.
Yes.
So this is just a back off. She's not single ring. So he doesn't have to.
Wait a minute. Isn't that marking your territory?
He basically took a giant piss all over me. Yes, this is exactly. He basically tinkled all over me. It was a giant pee-pee.
Can we say piss on our show? Is it G-rated or?
I don't know. I never know what's better. better to say piss, pee pee, tinkle, potty. He pottied all over me like a dog.
Wow.
Yes.
So
well,
can
Man.
I tell them where you went last?
Yes. Yes.
So they come in, they're like,
well, aren't you gonna come sit here or try to sit back there like a bartender?
You want to sit back there like a bartender?
I can do either
one. Hey, she can
come,
walk
back, come back. Come back. Yeah. All right. So for a second, because I did come in here the other night.
Right, yes.
And I met Grace for the first time. Oh, she's back with the muscle vodka product placement.
Me and Arnold were back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they come in and they're like, he's looking at his watch, and I'm like, oh, you know, and he's like,
John's looking at his watch?
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to be late. You know, like, let's exchange phone numbers. Like, me and you exchange phone numbers and yada yada. And I'm like, oh, where are you guys going? He's like, they had dancing class.
We went to swing dance class the other night. Tuesday night.
I was like, oh, how cute.
We are the most vomitous couple. Like, we are so sweet and cute.
I think
it's disgusting.
That's so
oh my
sweet.
God.
I think it's so sweet.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really. And she's like, my husband would never do that. Like, it was really cute.
I actually told him when I went home, I was like, hey, he was like, I would do that for you, babe.
Oh my God, why don't you guys come with us when we get back? We're going to go. You're going to come with us. It's right down here at the Riverwalk.
What kind of dancing is it?
Swing dancing.
Is that like swing your partner around
like that? No, like, did you ever see the movie Swingers?
No.
Did you ever see, do you know the music, like the Big Bad Voodoo Daddies or the Brian Setzer Orchestra?
I tell you,
that's swing dancing.
I might go show up to see
just
you
to
two.
Watch.
Right.
Tuesday night.
I won't be bringing anyone, as you know, because it's just not in the cards for now or the next decade.
By the way, there's a lot of women. It's like no men.
No men at all.
They need men.
And where do you do this?
Right down at the Rock and River Walk, that little plaza, that promenade, you know, where you perform. When you
did
Rock and
River Walk,
that's where it is.
Is that River Walk right there?
Right there.
But,
the stage, the Rock and River Walk stage.
So
right outside of Boathouse, like down underneath the stage. Right where all the bands
perform.
They have
the concerts every summer.
So what it's it's Tuesday nights, 7:30 to 8:00. It's a free class. They teach you how to swing dance. Swing dancing.
Okay.
It's great.
So what?
And then from 8 to 9, they play the music and you get to dance and do what you want. Open
cool.
dancing.
That does sound really fun.
It was so much fun, you guys. We should all go. I can't go next Tuesday because we're going to be on a cruise. Oh, that's the other thing that's happening.
We know.
John and I are going on a cruise on Sunday for a week.
Watch out. He might, you know.
No, it's not happening. That is not happening.
What, you discussed it?
Yes, we discussed it. Because I was having a heart attack during this. Like, not that I'd be upset about it, but it was like, wait, what is that? I'm like, how do I explain to people when they see me out and I'm wearing this? Like, I was freaking out at first.
John is the best man she's ever met.
He is. He's the best
man
I've
ever
met.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
How long have you guys been together?
Four months.
Okay.
That's why this isn't an engagement ring. It's
remember,
just
John,
off. She's not single.
Remember, when you have your first fight, I'm going to remind you that he's the best man you ever met.
By the way, we've been having a couple little tips, but this is why he's the best man I've ever met.
Why? Because he just shuts up and does what
I
say.
He does not shut up and do what I say.
Good.
We talk it through, and there's no yelling, and there's no, you know, like when you're in a heated argument with somebody and you try to like make them feel bad about themselves, or you throw dirt in the wound. There's none of that. No dirty fighting. No bad talking. It's every he is the best communicator. Like, and I said that from the very beginning, that communication to me was like number one, and that's what I really needed, and trust and all that.
That's
and
just is, hard. It's, people are afraid to be transparent and communicate.
And no, we like, and we have.
You know, they have books over the topic. Yeah. You can watch videos on YouTube.
Listen,
how to express yourself better.
When you can have awkward, hard conversations with somebody, and it doesn't get heated or dirty. Then you know that that person is compatible for you, and that you can communicate with them, and things are good.
I've heard about that. I mean, I've read about it, but
I think it also depends on like the person's personality. Because I've never been one to have like a dirty fighter,
right?
You know
right,
like,
which is good.
That's never been my
right.
Like, you know what I mean?
But you know of some, right?
Oh yes,
right. Because they're out there,
and you see them because they did it to you,
right? And then you're like, what?
The character assassination is amazing.
It's crazy.
I'm like.
I can't be with somebody like that.
How did you love me and now I'm Charles Manson?
Right.
What happened there?
Yeah. I
woo!
And it's
and then afterwards you're like, well, I didn't mean it. I was just upset. Yeah, but actually you did mean it because subconsciously you were thinking it.
Yeah.
And you've said it many times. Yep. Not just once.
Right.
Not just twice. Oh, but multiple times.
And my grandma always used to say, actions speak louder than words.
I
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Don't tell me what you're going to do in life. Show me.
Yes.
We all have moments. I've had more bonehead moments in my life than I could care to remember. Right. But I do remember them, so I don't repeat them much as I can.
Yeah.
And if I screw up, I like to own up to it. You know, my fault, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Move on.
Yeah.
Last I checked, we all kind of go to the bathroom the same way.
Not all of us.
We do sit down for certain things in the
Bruce
bathroom.
Bruce and I maybe go to the bathroom a little more similar than you, but yeah, just saying.
Okay, similar enough. How's that? All right, we do. Yeah. See, the problem, folks, is I'm always surrounded by females in this
That's
show.
Right.
That's why we should have John on the show
one
time.
Yeah, John will be on eventually.
But we all have more similarities, and it's okay to screw up in life. I always have a saying that it's okay to be stupid in life. It's not okay to remain stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just out of stubbornness, or how about this? Well, that's just the way I am, and I just can't change. That's another way of saying...
That's a call out.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, there's hope then, listening to you two. And
yeah. There's hope. You know, before we start wrapping this up, because I know we're almost at that time where we have to start saying goodbye, which I don't want to say goodbye to you, Grace. You've been an amazing guest. And
yes.
I want to thank you so much for welcoming us into your establishment here. It's awesome. But I do have a question. So you mentioned this is online. People can order online.
Yes.
Do you also do, gift baskets and things like that? Or is it straight up, you got to order a case or you got to order bottles or stuff like that?
No, we definitely do. We definitely do gift baskets. And also, anyone around here, I'm super big on supporting. I always say I never say no to a donation or anything. So
okay.
For a silent auction.
Oh, good. I know.
Anything, to help the community and anywhere around here.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then also, please.
You just gave me an idea. The Blue Society on Sunday is raising money. And we're going to jam and stuff. So, you know what? I've donated some of my music, so maybe I should donate one of these bottles that they can raffle off.
And all Police and Fire that come in here, they get 10% off everything in here all the time.
Oh my, did you just hear that, everybody? Police and fire
at 10% off.
Did you do anything for vets?
Yes,
and vets too.
I'm a veteran.
Yep. You get
10% off today, Danny.
It's getting better and better.
Service.
Oh my gosh. You should be thanking me because I just asked.
I made these bottles for you. I made the American
Thank you, Marla. Bottles.
You're welcome.
My liver thanks you. What is this?
That's American flag bottles for.
That's awesome.
A great
animal.
That's the exact same vodka as this, except it's.
So for those looking closer, here's what it looks like. Let me get my mug out of the way so you can see something good.
I love the bottles. The bottles are really good.
Very good.
If you're in Stuart, Florida, you have to come here. It's such a gorgeous shop. Just seeing all the bottles, all next
so
to one
cool.
another, it's so gorgeous. It just looks so good in here. Really.
It really is.
It truly looks
it
so cool.
It makes you want to work out and drink.
It does make you want to work out and drink. There is literally a bench press over there and a boxing bag. It's crazy.
I have never worked out buzzed. I don't see how people could do it.
That's because you're not supposed to.
Well, no, I know, but some people
do.
People
get buzzed after working out.
I don't see how they could do that.
You work out and then you celebrate.
No, it's called a
post workout.
Yes.
Okay, post workout. Yes, of course.
I get to teach them everything.
Seriously, this is not a supplement, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm coachable, yes.
It's not a supplement.
Well, you can teach me how to drop 25 pounds. How's that? I just got to tie up my mouth. Stay away from food.
She's going to have to interview you to see if you are okay enough.
Yeah. If I'm worthy.
Exactly. There is an interview process for
that's
what I hear
right.
to be one of her clients.
Is it going to be like that Golden Bachelor thingy? Are you going to make me pee in a cup and do 20 different questionnaires?
Pee in a cup? What kind of niggers do you know?
He's being silly.
I am silly, folks, because everything's so serious in life.
I know. This is the one
crazy.
Time a week we can be very silly.
Yes.
Which is great.
I look forward to this every week very much.
Me too. We're going to miss it next week because we're both away. We're both traveling.
I'm going to come back. Oh, no. You're not back by Friday?
I'm away till May. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay, well, I had a guest. We'll work on that. Anyway, I'm going to be in Orlando, and I'm coming back Thursday night.
Oh, you're
because we're having a business conference, and
Right.
I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking about what the company's been doing and what's been successful.
Or, good.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, good. I'm so sad I couldn't go to that. We were thinking of having a...
That would have been great.
We were thinking of going live from there, but we can't because I will be, unfortunately, at sea.
I may have to postpone this coming Friday if you're not going to be around. Because
yeah, just we'll do it the... We'll do it the following week.
The first is Wednesday, so the fifth is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
So the week after.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Any parting shots? Like anything that...
Make sure you guys follow Muscle Vodka on Instagram at Muscle Vodka, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever you guys have. We have a YouTube channel with Muscle Vodka as well. And any questions, you can email us at musclevodka@gmail.com and our website, like I said earlier, musclevodka.net.
Remember the .net, ladies and gentlemen, not .com. Musclevodka.net.
There's a sweeper company that bought the .com.
Right, I know. Grace,
well,
you
until
awesome.
Next time, yes,
you
thank
so
you so
awesome.
Much.
Thank you so much. Thank
I
you
wish
so much.
You lots of success. It looks
thank
like
you.
You're already there.
Appreciate yeah, it. Thank you. Awesome. So great meeting you guys.
Oh, you too. And Denny, have fun. It was so fun. Denny, have fun in Orlando. Good luck with your finance end of year meetings.
Yes, it'll be good.
Your talks.
Speaker of the year, you may become after that.
That's right.
I don't know. Rumor has it they want me to talk about a few things. So.
Oh, good. Well, mention us.
Of course I'll mention.
Of course.
Well, that wraps it up for this week with Marla and Denny. We'll see everybody. The traditional
cheers.
Wave. Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.